This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Having a little bit of a rough day because, you know, my baby cupcake tushy off to college. I'm not really empty nesting because I got another baby little cupcake tushy also who really has some attitude. I wish he was going off to college too, man. And they're going in state, you know. I'm like, we're going to save money. So it's okay. But my, you know, big boy, you know, little squishy, you know, chocolate chip cookie tushy, you know, went off to school. He's a sophomore now. Is he? Is he a sophomore in college? And, you know, Carson and I did the, oh, my baby Lee mama. I'm like, oh, give me a kiss. He's like, okay, mom, get the hell away from me. You know, it's really hard to believe that I have a kid in college. I know, because I'm only like, what, 29? So it's kind of hard. But you know what? It happened. Don't ask. Right, not too sure. Oh, it's because he's only like 10 years old. Yeah, that's why. That's why he's in college. So, you know, your baby goes off to college. Most of us sent our other kids off to school. I think college starts this week. School started a couple weeks ago in my neck of the woods. I think in Mississippi and Alabama it starts this week. So there's a whole bunch of people. It just, anyway, this mass frenzy to get your kids out of school, out of the house. Go. See ya. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glad you are out of the house, because now I can eat something in my refrigerator because there'll be food there. And then you kind of stop and you go, whoa, I'm a little nervous. You know, my baby's out there and, you know, there could be a shooter and, you know, how do we protect our kids? And so what was interesting is over the past few years, we've seen a huge uptick in backpack purchases that are bulletproof. And in addition to the crayons and the Crayolas and the pencil erasers and the, you know, number two pencils, which never made sense. I've never seen a number one pencil or number three pencil. We always have to buy a number two pencil. I really like to look that up, like, what the hell's the difference? You couldn't take a test without a number two pencil, and I'd freak out and tell my mom, I need a number two pencil. You know, my parents, you know, we didn't have a lot of money, so we'd buy whatever was cheap. But it's got to have a two on it, okay? It's got to be number two pencil, otherwise I'm going to fail my CATs in California, please. So, you know, amid all this back-to-school frenzy, people are buying bulletproof backpacks, anywhere ranging from $100 to $500. And so do these bulletproof backpacks actually work? And I'm a little torn on them. There is a company out of Israel, Masada Armor. That I would probably trust those. My guess is those suckers will work, okay? Just, you know, the Israelis really know what they're doing, you know, in terms of, body armor and tactical weaponry and things like that. But, you know, they say that a lot of these bulletproof backpacks, they work really, really well with, you know, guns, Glocks, Smith & Wessons. But when you're looking at, you know, AR-15s, you know, assault rifles, no. In fact, when they tested them, I think New Jersey or NorthJersey.com did a study. I need to double check this, where they actually took the backpack, shot at them with a variety of different sort of weaponry. The assault rifles just went right through. And so, you know, are parents and kids getting a false sense of security? Could buying a bulletproof backpack ever be bad? Well, you know, we talked about a little while ago some of the materials they use. You know, there's Kevlar, there's these para-aramids that kind of made Kevlar. I think that's the big polymer in Kevlar. Remember there was Xylon, and Xylon had to be taken off the market because that didn't work. I need to kind of review my history on that. We also have these polyethylene sort of, you know, compounds that are made after certain, like, chemical reactions. I think they even use sulfuric acid to make these. I'm not entirely sure. I never got to do this kind of stuff in high school. Chemistry, I wish I could, because that could have been really, really really cool. But you have this, what they've been able to do with a lot of these polymers and a lot of these substances that used to be really, really hard and really, really heavy is now they've made them more flexible. So, in fact, something that I'm looking into buying is a bulletproof bra. Apparently, it's so flexible. They have advanced so much in terms of the thinness and elasticity of these things that there's actually a bra. I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. It's from Gun Goddess, and it's an ultimate compression tactical bra. All right? And my guess is it's for cops. You know, but they say, you know, when you're a runner, you know how people get shot when they're running and exercising and stuff like that? They say apparently it really, really compresses and doesn't compress a pinch, but really holds things. And it looks kind of good. It's only like $45. And look at the sizes. There's only one size left available, 2X. Now, you know, not being an A or B cup, that actually might work for me. So I don't know if I'm going to buy that one. But the point I'm making is, you know, there's now this big push, there's this big demand for bulletproof clothing and wanting to either protect your kids or protect ourselves because we have these mass shooters, which, by the way, I'm a fan of. Okay, if you want to protect your kid, if you want to suit them up, I'm fine with that. But here's my issue with it. So when we were talking to our kids about their bulletproof backpacks, you know, my husband was saying, you know, okay, so you're going to want to cover your head. You know, when you run, you got to protect your head, right? Because, you know, your head's the most important part of the body. Have any of you ever tried to run trying to protect your head? Okay, you need your arms. And so my worry is, if you need to get the hell out, you need to bounce, you need to book, you need to be able to move. And so a worry I have with kids with their bulletproof backpacks is they may think they got a shield. You know, and they may try to Captain America it. Or, you know, they may try so hard to kind of protect, and I got to protect the jewels, I got to protect the head, you know, playing around with the backpack, that they don't really use their whole animal instinct to get the hell out or run or hide or whatever. So these bulletproof backpacks are fantastic if you're stuck and you have to shelter in place and, you know, you want to make, you know, a little, you know, armor or a little, you know, a mass shield with all the backpacks. That could be pretty cool. Might not work again with assault rifles. But I really like the idea where this Gun Goddess company is coming from, and I got to learn more about them, where there's clothes that may offer some protection, especially clothes where if you got some big puppies like I do, I mean, you could actually move. They even say there's no binding. They say if there's actually heat dispersing, that's kind of important because the last thing you want to do is fry off your bra. And so I think where we need to go with these sort of, you know, protective things for our kids is maybe more flexible, but teach them that they still got to run when they got to run and to not think that they have, you know, some sort of, like I said, a Captain America shield. We don't want too much of a false sense of security. But do they work? Yeah. Against guns? True. Rifles? No. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have Tropical Storm Dorian is strengthening. It may threaten Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, as unfortunately a hurricane. And it could continue and go up straight through to Florida. And so it's the fourth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, starting to gather some strength, approaching the eastern Caribbean islands. And the National Hurricane Center said in its earlier update that it's about 135 miles east-southeast of Barbados, moving west-northwest at 14 miles an hour, maximum sustained wind speeds of 60, which is why it's still not yet a hurricane. So tropical storm conditions, they say, will move into the Windward Islands later today before Dorian goes on towards Puerto Rico and possibly turn into a hurricane. So it's a small tropical system right now, but the water is warm, right? And it looks like it's on a beeline path and could unfortunately hit even Miami. There's a hurricane watch right now issued for St. Lucia on Monday. And the NHC has warned that hurricane conditions possible in portions of northern Windward Islands. Now, the news this weekend was the discussion of nuking hurricanes. And news outlets said that Donald Trump had asked about it multiple times. And then Donald Trump had said, no, I didn't. I never brought that up. Personally, whether it works or not, why are we making fun of people for bringing up suggestions, you know, to save lives? I mean, how we do things in science or even in comedy or even in show business is you have these little pitch sessions where you just throw ideas out there. And the kind of rule of thumb is nobody makes fun of you or insults you for an idea you throw out there. So the reason why is we want to spurn creativity. Now, I understand a lot of people hate Donald Trump. So anything he says gets ridiculed online. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh, how could he say nuking a hurricane? First of all, whether he said it or not, he's not the first. People have been looking into nuking hurricanes before. In fact, there's a little bit of history of us trying to do things to slay hurricanes, shall we say, or prevent them or mitigate them before they come. I mean, if nobody's making fun of the movie Armageddon that decided to nuke an asteroid, right, that was coming to our Earth, right, because it was a movie and all that, you know, don't be sitting there trying to mock ideas to figure out how to stop a hurricane. I mean, you know, we do have a lot of powerful weapons. And there's a storm system coming. Is there anything that could deflect it? I don't really see from a scientific standpoint that being that ludicrous an idea. Now, we know it's a bad idea in terms of it could unfortunately, because of the heat, worsen it. In fact, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Association has a statement on that. But, you know, everybody kind of, you know, calm down. You know, let us brainstorm on what we could do. So, as you know, hurricanes, you know, they usually start as tropical storms, and we usually see them between June and November, with peak August, September. And that's because that's when the water is kind of warm. So, moisture evaporates, it rises, you have now heated, moist air, starts to kind of twist high in the atmosphere, the winds begin to circle counterclockwise, north of the equator, but clockwise south of the equator. Just like toilet will, you know, spin different ways, whether, you know, one side of the equator or not. And then you have a little peaceful center of the hurricane. That's kind of, I think, the centrifugal force. My guess is that's just kind of because of the physics behind it. And around the center, then you see the wind speeds. That could be anywhere from 74 miles to 200 miles per hour if you're hurricane strength. Now, but the hurricane has to be over waters that are about 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And then it pulls moisture from the surface, keeps growing and growing and growing. Once it gets across the land, or when the water starts to cool, it loses power. Then once it drops below 74 miles per hour, it's not a hurricane anymore. Which is why once it hits the United States, we're looking at, you know, or any land or whatever, we start looking at, you know, then calling it tropical storms and tropical depressions. In fact, when Hurricane Katrina hit, it came as a Category 5. But once it actually hit Louisiana and New Orleans and that area, it was down to a 3. So, you know, hitting land weakens it. It just, you know, we would rather it be, you know, no more than a tropical depression when it hits us, because still that could cause flooding. And so they say hurricanes over the Atlantic, according to the COTF.edu, will begin near Africa. And I don't know if you ever watch Weather in Motion on weather.com. You start to see them just, you know, be produced off of West Africa. And then they drift west with the trade winds, and then they veer north. And that's how they could get up to North America. Hurricanes over the Eastern Pacific begin near the Central American and Mexican coast and then go up. And so, you know, storms of the West and the Pacific a lot of times are usually called typhoons. We call ours hurricanes. So when you look at, all right, so what it needs is warm water and it needs the ability to make wind, what if you, you know, cool down the water? So apparently, in 1947, Nobel laureate Irving Langmuir led a U.S. military experiment to seed the Hurricane King. And they tried to hit it with ice. And the storm was, at the time, starting to slide away from the United States and lose strength. And from what we understand, in an expert excerpt from the Atlantic, from the book Caesar's Last Breath, growing ice in the eye of the hurricane would make the eye grow wider and collapse the storm. But they said Hurricane King didn't respond as expected. It actually pivoted. They made a turn towards Savannah, caused $3 million in damages, and which is about $32 million today, and killed a person. So other meteorologists at the time were skeptical that the experiment actually was the one that caused the hurricane to move. But people were kind of freaked out, going, wait a second. If the hurricane may not hit, you know, the states, why are we messing with it? Now, again, back in 47, they didn't still have the same technology that we do. You know, I mean, you know, they, you know, I don't know if they could predict accurately that it wouldn't come back around or whatever. For us, once you see it make a turn, we're pretty good. We're pretty confident. So back in the 40s, they thought that maybe what happened is we caused it to move and head back to Georgia. And then somebody died. I don't know if man had that much power. And that was by, I guess, lambasting it with ice. And then I guess in 1983, under Project Storm Fury, they concluded that the cloud seeding, because they wanted to kind of seed or disrupt clouds, that had little prospect because the hurricanes could take too much natural ice and too little super cold water. So I'm not exactly sure how they were trying to hit this, but they said it didn't work. So what does the NOAA say on the subject? Well, they said back in 2014, during each hurricane season, there always appear suggestions that one should simply use nuclear weapons to try and destroy the storms. Apart from the fact that this might not even alter the storm, this approach neglects a problem that has released radioactive fallout. Would fairly quickly move with the trade winds to affect land areas and cause devastating environmental problems. So remember, if the trade winds are what's bringing the hurricane towards the United States and islands near us, etc., now the winds are going to blow the fallout. They say now, for a more rigorous scientific explanation of why this would not be effective, the main difficulty with using explosives to modify hurricanes is the amount of energy required. They said a fully developed hurricane can release heat energy at a rate of 5 to 20 times 10 to the 13 watts, 1.21 gigawatts, I don't know, and converts less than 10% of the heat into the mechanical energy of the wind. So the heat release is equivalent to a 10 megaton nuclear bomb exploding every 20 minutes. Now, according to the 1993 World Almanac, the entire human race used energy at a rate of 10 to 13 watts in 1990. So we don't have that power. They say if we think about mechanical energy, the energy at humanity's disposal looks closer to the storms, but the task of focusing even half the energy in a spot in the middle of a remote ocean would still be formidable. So they say brute force doesn't seem promising. In addition, an explosive, even a nuclear explosive, produces a shock wave or pulse of high pressure that propagates away from the site of the explosion somewhat faster than the speed of sound. So basically, to change a Category 5 hurricane, you would have to, I guess, you would have to add air, like a half ton of air to each square meter inside the eye. It's just you would need a lot of force to move it. And a nukes might not do that. All right. So, you know, I mean, all the power to people making suggestions, you know, no need to make fun of them. Just, you know, let's keep trying to think. Don't worry. I doubt Donald Trump is going to send a nuke to Tropical Storm Dorian. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it was a case of Beijing on line one. President Trump telling reporters at the G7 summit a short time ago that Chinese trade negotiators phoned Washington to say they want to come back to the negotiating table.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, running against President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary as the conservative radio host, announced his campaign yesterday, saying that Trump is, quote, completely unfit to be president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, how many of you guys have been to Disneyland recently? I haven't been yet with the Star Wars. I was at Disneyland, I believe, last Christmas. It was amazing. And I had been to Disneyland in Europe because when we were there, I think the tickets cost the same. So I'm like, well, we love to do a Disney trip, and I want to see what Disney Europe would be like. A lot of differences. Some better, some not. So really cool. I don't know if I told you guys. But before we get to that, what made headlines, all right, when it came to Disneyland today, is that there was a teenager that went to Disneyland went to Universal Studios while they had the measles. And I think she could have exposed thousands of people. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, there's tons of diseases out there. They're kind of fixating on one with measles. Well, remember, we're having a measles outbreak. So, you know, measles is kind of in the news, but I do kind of agree there's a lot of other diseases that, you know, people are carrying. Parvovirus, mono, hepatitis, herpes, HIV, you know, there's tons of things you could get, and we'll talk about that. But right now, the headline is about measles. And a New Zealand girl traveled to a bunch of Southern California destinations. They said despite being sick with measles, health officials in Los Angeles and Orange counties issued a warning that people may have been infected if they were at Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park on August 12th. They think that she had the measles when she arrived at Los Angeles International Airport on August 11th. She has since returned to New Zealand. They also think she went to Universal Studios, the TCL Chinese Theater, Madame Tussauds in Hollywood, and the Santa Monica Beach and Pier on August 14th and 15th after going to Disneyland. You know, I have still not been as an adult to the Chinese Theater. You know, where the stars put their hands and feet into the concrete. I think I remember I was there as a kid because I was born in L.A., but I have not been there, I don't believe, growing, you know, as an adult, because, you know, I would be, like, selfing all over the place in that place. I just haven't gone, and I need to go back. But, boy, she went to a lot of cool places, Disneyland and Universal Studios and all that. So Dr. Nicole Quick, Orange County's healthcare officer, urged anyone who has symptoms to call a healthcare provider before going to the doctor to avoid additional exposures. She added that more measles cases from international travelers were expected generally in California because there's a lot of an increase of, you know, people coming over, coming to California, and we have measles outbreaks overseas. So Disneyland officials said on Friday that no employees at the theme park have reported contracted illness, and risk to employees and visitors is likely low. I don't know how Disneyland handles it. Whenever somebody comes out saying somebody was at Disneyland when they were sick, I don't know how Disneyland, remember, at Disneyland, you know, they don't call their staff employees or anything like that, they're cast members. Disneyland has a very interesting approach to, you know, their labor force. And, you know, everybody's a team member or a cast member. Everybody has a role, and each role is very, very important and just as crucial as any other role. It's really interesting. I don't know what class I had seen this video on. And, you know, again, that might have been, you know, a marketing video in and of itself. But, you know, they seem to know how to run a tight ship. And, you know, even on their cruises, by the way, their cruises I hear are some of the best I've never been. So I'm kind of dying to know what happens when somebody says, yeah, somebody at Disneyland got sick. And then you're like, well, there's people sick all the time. You know, when people are standing in line, I mean, what are they supposed to do? So they said that they maintain rigorous sanitation standards to protect guests and cast. And earlier this year, we strengthened our immunization program and educational resources for our cast members. Now, if you remember, back in 2015, there was a measles outbreak that occurred in Disneyland, linked to Disneyland. It sickened 147 people spread across U.S. and Canada. Rumors have it that it was somebody who was from overseas that had come to Disneyland. And people who were vaccinated came down with measles as well, so we thought it was a different strain. Nobody really talked about that. And I wish they did, because now we have 1,200 cases reported across 30 states, and some of them are occurring in people who are vaccinated. So we really need to know what kind of strain we're dealing with, you know, because here we are vaccinated against what we think is the most common strain, and then somebody brings something from a foreign country and we get sick. So maybe we need to boost our boosters. So anyway, globally, the number of measles cases have tripled. So I agree. We need to kind of nip this in the bud, especially since the disease was declared eliminated by the turn of our century back in 2000. So losing that status in this current outbreak, you know, is kind of disappointing, you know. And I believe there was one case of one woman who was a stewardess or a flight attendant on El Al who contracted the measles and died because the infection actually went to her brain. So measles can kill. Usually it causes a fever, red eyes, coughing, a rash. The rash can pop up a few weeks after even. And most of the time it's self-limiting and goes away. But, you know, in very, very rare cases it could kill. Here is, though, my beef. Okay? The flu is a hell of a lot deadlier. And I just don't see this passion. I don't see this rigorous media coverage when it comes to the flu. And it just blows my mind. I mean, what, 70,000 people they say died from the flu last year? 80,000 the year before? And kids die of the flu. And nobody's talking about that. You know, everybody's like, well, we got to control the measles. We got to control the measles. I agree. We do need to control the measles, but where was all this, you know, hoopla, where was all this passion, you know, this last flu season? And now coming up this next flu season. You know, it just seems to me that this is very campaign-driven. I get there's a lot of scientists out there going, look, we helped knock measles out. We want to knock it out. Let's do it. Good. Okay, get on that. I agree. Get on that. But don't put all the attention on one infectious disease that has a much, much lower death rate than flu. And flu, every single year we get it. And we know it's coming out there. And nobody really, you know, talks as much about vaccination and, you know, the same sort of things they want to do to curb measles, they're not bringing up a flu. You know, when they were talking about in, you know, back east, well, not letting anybody who wasn't vaccinated against measles, you know, go on public transportation or go into the schools, are you also going to do that if they weren't vaccinated against the flu? Now, politicians will freak out with that because a lot of people don't want to get the flu shot. And to mandate and order somebody to get a flu shot is not very popular. And you will probably be voted out of your office. But it's okay to do with measles and that vaccine program. I mean, the whole purpose of a vaccine program is to be very, very robust, be very consistent, and to include everybody. So to say, you know what, we're not going to push you with the flu. Just get the other ones. Or you don't go to school or you don't go on, you know, public transportation. But yeah, it's okay. If your kid wasn't vaccinated, they could go to school. Get the flu, get sick, God forbid die, or give somebody else the flu. That is okay. I mean, just pick a side, people. Either we are going to be very consistent and do vaccines right, or we allow the same flexibility as we are doing with flu, which, again, makes no sense because flu kills thousands, tens of thousands. So everybody's freaking out that this girl was in Disneyland and possibly exposed people to measles. Are we going to see a story in 3 months about flu? Probably not. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the environmentalists are going to, you know, kind of say told you so on this one. But apparently a lot of the things we do doesn't just kind of affect other humans. It affects our wildlife around us. And the latest consequence of humans' actions when it comes to eating burgers, right, and red meat and cheeseburgers, things like that, is our crows are getting high cholesterol. Yep, our crows. Andrea Townsend, an ornithologist from Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, says she cares about what the birds are eating, so she'll give them unsalted peanuts. But for research purposes, she tried cheeseburgers. And I'm looking at a picture right now of a crow eating a burger. I don't understand why the burger is in its full form. You know, usually you might just see a wrapper. Most people eat the burger, so I don't know how the crow got a hold of a whole burger. But the crow is right now eating a burger. And in a study published in the journal The Condor, Dr. Townsend and her team showed how urban living affects the health of American crows, including their cholesterol, and what happened to a rural population when burgers became a part of their diet. So like other successful urban wildlife, crows survive because they eat some of our food. And often that means eating whatever they find in our trash, including processed foods not found in nature. And so other wildlife like house sparrows or rock iguanas, etc., they also had elevated cholesterol levels. So Dr. Townsend set out to see, you know, why some animals had high cholesterol levels than others. Well, the first team tested 140 crow nestings in Davis, California, along with a gradient that went from urban to rural over a span of 3 years. And the more urban the bird, the higher the cholesterol. And then they supplemented the diet of a crow population in rural Clinton, New York. They gave the crows cheeseburgers. Apparently, they used McDonald's. They would call in orders of 100 McDonald's cheeseburgers at a time. I do like McDonald's cheeseburgers. They're yummy. McDonald's thought they were joking, but they weren't. And the Clinton area crows gobbled up the 3 burgers a day that researchers put under their trees. Some adults delivering burgers to the babies, and some eating it themselves. So comparing the cholesterol and survival rates of the burger-eating crows with those of nearby crows who weren't supplemented with fast food, the team found that cholesterol levels did not have a detectable effect on the bird's survival. So the bird still lived, you know. But they said regardless of cholesterol levels, urban birds did die sooner than rural. So there might be other parts to it. We don't know why. Maybe pollution, whatever, car collisions, disease, predators, who knows. So the little babies had higher cholesterol, too, because of the burger-rich diet. So now, well, what does that mean? Well, okay, it means that cholesterol, even though we need it, because it, you know, helps create our cells, helps us with our brain health, components of bile, etc. Too much cholesterol obviously causes heart disease. And it's not just a human thing, all right? And it is very, very associated with diet. We know that, but I mean, if you have an animal that isn't really supposed to have high cholesterol and you give them the same food that we eat, they will get high cholesterol. All right? So think about it. Okay, cheeseburgers cannot be a part of our steady diet. Now, true crows have better exercise. They're flying all the time, so they're moving a lot more than we are. So they might even burn it off more. So whatever cholesterol levels they have, you can't equate to us. But it does kind of, you know, exemplify that, you know, we really have the power to screw up our bodies. And we do. We screw it up, unfortunately, time and time again. Now, let's kind of go to a feel-good story, okay? There's a Little Caesars that has, apparently they made a post on their window that has gone viral. And from what I understand, there was a homeless person that was going into their garbage eating scraps in the dumpster. And so what the manager, I believe it was the manager, did is they put a note up on the glass saying, to the person going through our trash for the next meal, you're a human being and worth more than a meal from a dumpster. Please come in during operating hours for a couple of slices of hot pizza and a cup of water at no charge. No questions asked. Now, this Little Caesars is in Fargo, North Dakota. And the idea came to General Manager Michelle Lucier because she noticed an ongoing problem. People were eating leftovers from the store dumpster. So she decided to offer free slices of pizza inside the store. And it's a beautiful thing. And then in a video about the new policy, she offers hope instead of merely thoughts and prayers. She actually is giving food. Could be possibly also controlling a public health crisis in terms of people eating spoiled food that could be dirty, etc., or other germs on it. So actually getting, you know, some regular, hot, healthy food can, you know, I don't know, from a domino effect, do some pretty interesting things in terms of not that it's the healthiest thing to eat, but it's better than eating something from the dumpster. So she goes, don't feel embarrassed if you're hungry and you don't want to do what others do. You know, stand on the corner for handouts. You feel down about that, you're more than welcome to come here and grab a couple slices. So the restaurant already donates leftover pizza to the local food pantry, has a donation box inside the store that benefits the homeless in the area, and I just think it's really, really cool. Now, what ends up unfortunately happening with any sort of fantastic idea is something messes it up. Something happens. I love working with charities, and it's probably my biggest passion, and I've worked with a whole bunch of different charities. But a few of them, just sometimes I just don't understand the logic. You want to do good, you just want to do good, and it ends up being all about the money. You know, we were talking about how when Superstorm Sandy happened, we were in the midst of a recession. A lot of people didn't have money to donate, but boy, did people come in with trucks of stuff in my neck of the woods because we tried to collect a whole bunch of stuff that we could ship to, areas in Jersey and the East Coast. And when we talked to charities about, okay, look, we got a bunch of stuff. We got clothes. We got food. We got bandages. We got shoes. We got blankets. We were told, oh, no, just keep them. No, just send us money. Like, come on, please. The people that donated this didn't have money. So they donated stuff that people could use. So luckily we found some local churches. Luckily, people were able to find somebody that could pay for the postage and, ship the stuff to people who needed it. But unfortunately, and I get it, there's a liability. And so if there was, let's say, lice on somebody's blanket, or nobody really had a means to wash all the clothes or whatever. I mean, it costs more time and money. So a lot of charities are like, just give us some money and we'll go to Walmart and we'll buy the stuff. And so, unfortunately, with what could happen to Little Caesars, now everybody finds out that they could get free pizza. So they'll sit at homeless, come in, get free pizza, and then they have to stop. Something always just kind of ruins it. And I hope Fargo, North Dakota, fantastic city. One of my first affiliates was in Fargo. Love the town, fantastic. Great people there. So, hopefully people don't take advantage. But I got to tell you, if more businesses did something like this, I mean, I think we could really do a lot when it comes to helping our homeless population or, helping a lot of things that are amiss in our current society. We throw out a lot of food. We waste a lot of time. We underdo with a lot of things we could do in society. And all it takes is just a touch bit of creativity. And they're $5 pizzas. So you're not really losing a lot of money. And this ended up being a great PR piece. And now I think people are going to help this Little Caesars because of what they do. So they're definitely going to get it and then, get good karma. But I just hope nothing messes it up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you. Every single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.